We've all experienced those moments where you have the AC or the refrigerator humming in the background and you don't even notice the noise until suddenly it stops and it gets super quiet, and just then you realize, huh, it was running the whole time. And that happens to be usually just when it gets quiet is when somebody says something they really regret and they wish that it didn't get super quiet just when they said it. But that's how it works. We only notice sometimes that something's running when it stops. And this, says the Gemara in Tainus, is what happened when Miriam passed away. When Miriam passed away, the well that we were getting water from for the 40 years in the desert stopped giving water. And it eventually started again in the merit of Moshe and Aaron, but it stopped. Why in the world did it stop if it's gonna go right back on again? Why turn off the faucet and then turn it back on again and say, now you can have the water again? If Hashem wanted us to have water, just tell us, before it was for Miriam and now it's because of Moshe and Aaron. And the Maharsha explains that Hashem specifically stopped the well from giving water because he wanted to show us the importance of Hakaras HaTov. When it stops is when we notice that it's missing and we can appreciate the 40 years that we got the water from the well in the merit of Miriam. The Sefer Meir Derech makes a phenomenal observation about how important we see Hakaras HaTov is. If you think about it, what was the trajectory of history that happened because the well stopped giving water? We know that the well stopped giving water. Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock. He ended up hitting the rock, and because of that, Moshe sinned. He wasn't able to bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Instead, Moshe died in the Midbar. Had Moshe been able to bring us into Eretz Yisrael, it's possible history would have changed. The Beis Hamikdash may have not been destroyed. We'd have never gone into exile. All of that was a chain of events that started by the fact that the well stopped. And we see that even though Hashem knew what it will cause in the future and what the chain reaction will be, Hashem felt it important to show that Hakaras HaTov is that important, that no matter what effects it's going to have, we have a responsibility to show our appreciation. So think about people that you owe appreciation to and ask yourself, when was the last time I showed them proper appreciation? Have a great Shabbos.